What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. It is the last resort edition. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. It's the one and only Teresa right there.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Well, if they're like me, they're like, finally, finally, worth the wait, but finally.
The strip club?
Woo-wee! Absolutely.
It was good. I feel like Azuel deserved it. Small Ed, he needs to shut up.
Hold on, let me take the phone off the hook really quick. Why does Azuelu deserve anything good?
Because I think he has a sex issue, so I think he deserves to get... Listen.
I hope you don't have any friends or family members who have drug addiction or alcohol addiction. You're going to be like, here you go. Therese is going to go to Target. You go to the liquor store. You deserve it because you have a drinking problem.
Okay. I didn't
make it make sense, Therese. Make it make sense.
I didn't. Okay. That doesn't make sense. So you're right. She is so dumb with him. And I know he's cheated. I know he's an asshole, right? But he has hope. And she is done. So on the next episode from the previews, not to skip ahead, we saw that she's going to tell him. So this is almost like, all right, let's like just do it. There is nothing else you can ruin. So just enjoy it because it's going to get worse. It's your fault. It's totally your fault.
Yeah.
But it's going to get worse. So he did, in this sense, he did deserve it. I also think he loves sex. So why not?
Teresa's first... language is not English. I don't think he deserves it. I think he deserves a slap in the face, a kick in the ass. He cheated on his wife and the mother of his children 12 times. I don't think he deserves anything good.
Oh, he doesn't.
I get what you're saying, that the relationship's over.
Yeah.
So he deserves to have fun because Kalani is in the past for all intents and purposes, even though there's been no official break as of yet. But I think order of operations matters. And I think they should call it quits before he goes and gets dry humped. Actually, probably wasn't even a dry hump. It was a very wet hump on the on the strip club stage.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I do not like Azuelu. He cheated and it's really bad. He deserves nothing. By the way, maybe I shouldn't have said deserve, but I what I'm thinking is that there is no way there she will ever take him back, right?
Sure.
He's trying to try... She is okay with him when she's drunk, but at the end of the day, there is nothing that she feels for him because of what he's done. And now she told everyone. So even because of that, she cannot go back to him because she told everyone. She allowed him to cheat on her 12 times. So it's so over then. Why not? Like she's moved on. He's not getting her back. He shouldn't be getting her back. He's an asshole. But he might as well have fun because why not?
All right. YOLO, as Teresa.
YOLO, exactly.
Says. Okay. We will talk about all that and more real quick. A little business. We're on Patreon. We're on Supercast. What are we doing over there, you might be asking? We're talking about The Other Way.
Exactly.
Our other favorite 90-day spinoff, The Other Way. And what a season, guys. If you want to hear our thoughts... check it out. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.supercast.com. We're having fun over there. Also having a lot of fun on the Instagram. We post memes once in a while. We share news and updates. But most importantly and most fun, we get to chat with you guys.
Ooh, we sure do.
At MarriedToRealityPod on Instagram. Come on over. Give it a follow. Shoot us a message.
We love that. We love talking to you guys. We love sharing our thoughts. You love sharing your thoughts. Love it.
It's a thought stew.
It is. And I love how sometimes you guys are like, oh, we totally disagree with you, Teresa. And I'm like, I love it because it's good to have different thoughts, right?
Helps us grow.
Yeah. And when you guys agree with John, he always loves it. So you might throw it in there here and there. So you make him feel good about this whole podcasting thing.
Those moments are few and far between. But yeah, I could use some people on my side. So on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, just make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys.
Smash it like it's as hot as that strip club.
I can't believe you did that.
Were you going to say that?
No, but why did you say that? That's my segment.
I'm real fired up.
Are you trying to take over?
A little bit.
Okay.
You better check Instagram. I've been firing off some messages.
No, you were not.
No, I have
because
not.
Because I did check Instagram right before we pod.
I did not do that. Okay, sorry. Let me run it back. I would never steal my wife's thunder. You guys, you should make sure you're following this podcast. It is so easy to do. All you have to do is look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the Leafs grounds.
Oh.
Because.
Yeah, a little Statue of Liberty.
That's some good craftsmen. Again, I'm giving way too much credit
you
to
really
Azuelo.
You really are. Good thing the phone's still off the hook.
But if I went on a tropical vacation and someone handed me off this crown as I walked into the resort, I would be like, damn, look at them. They spent some time making these.
Absolutely. Crafted with love. All right. So smash like it's as hot as that leaf crown. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, if you could do that, that would be amazing. That would make our day, possibly our week or month. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast.
Yes.
All right. Should we do it?
Should we do it? Okay, guys. 90 Day Fiancé.
She's trying to think what I say. I can see she's like white knuckling the chair trying to think of what does he say?
Guys.
What is the reason we're alive? What does he say? The reason
we're here?
The reason that we podcast?
90 Day Fiancé, The Last Resort, Season 1, Episode 10.
Woo! Nicely done, Teresa.
Thank you. I had to steal your thunder.
No, please. We are just an absolute storm combined.
Ooh, we are.
Let's pick up at the Havana Cabana.
So, are they still at the other resort?
Yeah.
I still don't get it. But
I really
okay.
think the guests probably got together. They formed some sort of committee and were like, can we get these people to another resort?
Interesting.
And production was like, well, for a day or two we could. Okay. And they sent them over to the Havana Cabana, and that's where we are right now.
Interesting. All right. So, girls' night continues, and Kalani just told the ladies about Dallas, the other man who's at a hotel down the street, apparently.
Wow. Maybe Dallas is at the Havana Cabana.
Ooh.
What if Dallas was staying at the Havana Cabana?
Maybe. But she said something that I totally agree with. She said, once I saw Azuelo deleting messages, not being honest, once again, she's like, I'm just done.
Right. Like, and there's probably a lot of debate here, and there's a little debate within this group. You're here. You're trying to work on your marriage. Why would you go and spend the night with Dallas? Okay, fair points. All fair points. And actually, points made by Angela. For a second there, Angela was the level-headed one. But you could flip that argument, and she, Kalani, did in a way, onto Azuelo saying, hey, we're here to figure things out, to work on our issues. So why are you sitting here during therapy looking at messages, deleting messages, right? So they were both in the wrong at the wrong time. But I think, yes, it makes sense. Kalani saw that and said, you're not here to put in the work. You're here to keep doing what you're doing behind my back. I'm going to go spend one night with Dallas.
And I don't think it's just one night. I think that's it for her. Whether they're going to make it work or it's just a short-term relationship, she needs this because she is so done with Azuelo. She's so done with being treated the way he treated her.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he treated. Like, poorly, obviously, because he cheated. But at the same time, he's a child, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see him being romantic or I don't see him being the man, like, taking her out, like, doing nice things for her. Like, he's a child, she deserves someone who is not.
Yeah. So everyone had different varying degrees of knowledge as to what Kalani and Azuelo had been through over these past few years. And I think it was finally, was it Liz who said, tell everyone?
Yeah.
Because not everyone here knows exactly what happened. Like, you should tell the whole story. And when she does, Angela's like, oh, I would have cut his penis off. Which is funny and a classic thing for Angela to say, but so not true. Michael's cheated on you multiple times, Angela, and you're still with
him.
Well,
he did a BJ.
Yes, I got a BJ.
And then he cheated online, as far as we know.
Okay, but Angela's going to sit there and be like, boss bitch, he wouldn't have a penis, Lorena Bobbitt. No bullshit.
The Lorena Bobbitt story. I've heard that. I think you told me.
Yes, but don't sit there and feel and act like, oh, I wouldn't let anyone cross me. Your husband has multiple times, Angela.
Yeah, but she wasn't telling her this when she knew he only cheated once or so.
True.
She's telling her this now when apparently he cheated 12 plus times.
True. And
because
so now,
Dev, if she said it after he cheated once, that would make her a hypocrite because, dude, same thing happened to you and you got over it.
Yes.
But 12 times?
12 times.
I would not get over it once. Like, if you cheat on me once, that's it. That's absolutely
what do you
it.
If I cheated on you, you'd be like, John, go to this strip club. You deserve it.
Yeah, but I would be like, pack your luggage and never come back.
But you deserve a nice night at the strip club.
Well, sure, you would deserve anything at that point. I don't care. I would stop caring for you.
Yeah, I don't think you know what deserve means. But all right, let's keep moving on. They're at this point, Kalani and Asuelu, where they don't know, or at least Kalani doesn't know what she's going to do, if she's even going to go to the recommitment ceremony. I hope for everyone's sake they do. I feel like you need closure.
Yeah, like... the recommitment ceremony doesn't mean that you have to commit.
Right.
It can be like, hey, like we tried our best, but let's part our ways. You cheated on me 12 times and, well, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a little closure.
Yeah.
And Kalani says, one good thing that's definitely come out of this retreat, the therapy made me realize I'm always putting other people first. I need to start focusing on myself.
Yes.
And I can see that. And it's probably so easy to do, especially when you have kids and you start... just being the caretaker. No one's taking care of you. And she's going, well, someone needs to take care of me. And his name may be Dallas.
Yeah.
So Yara tries to empathize for a second. And is like, you know, Joey doesn't cheat on me, but he's extremely addicted to this strip club. Yeah, he sure is. And Anne's like, all right, enough. We need to change the subject. And they all leave the pool. And you think, okay, that's maybe the end of it. But then we see Kalani doing this one-on-one interview, and she just starts breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
She's dry heaving. She's like throwing up.
Yeah. I mean, it's hitting her, and she knows. I think she's realizing all the shit she's been through, and she allowed to happen to her. Like,
yeah.
She is acknowledging that I was aware of this whole thing, this whole fucking time. But well, now I tasted something else. I tasted someone who treats me the way I deserve to be treated. And that's it for me. Like, I'm done with Asuelu. I'm done being cheated on. I'm done crying. She's like, I just cry when I'm with Asuelu.
I think the fact that she's now been open about everything Asuelu has done, it's even more real. Like, she kind of kept it hidden. She told Kalani, but that was it. She kind of buried it deep down. So she kind of was able to go through life day to day not thinking about it. Now she's put it out there.
Yeah.
Now she's having conversations about it on TV with this group of women. And I feel like that, as you said, is why it's really starting to hit her. Because now it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's real.
Yeah.
It just became real by putting it out there. And she's dealing with all those feelings right in front of us.
For sure.
So then we see Jovi, Asuelu, and Smollett heading to Key West to let loose. And shout out to those crowns that Asuelu was making. I thought he was making himself like a king of the douche crown.
Jovi was like, well, he brought the leaves for the ride. So I wasn't sure what's going on.
But you know
here
what
we
it
go.
Is? It's like, as you say, he's a child.
Yeah.
Children need things to do in car rides and long car rides. And instead of like the iPad games or little storybooks, he made his crowns.
They looked solid. As much as I hate Asuelu, those crowns looked good.
This is probably how he gets all the women. He'll make a homemade crown. You're like, oh, you're my princess. Boom.
Ooh.
Who's not wet?
All right. Well, first.
But also, I just want to say, this was like Small Ed's past life regression come to life, because he looked like a small entertainer in a green hat. Wasn't that the past life regression?
It was. So,
okay.
Yeah, Small Ed is a small moron.
Yeah.
Actually, a big moron. But okay, so before they hit the strip club, they're going to a bar first, right? Everyone's wearing a crown. And Small Ed is flirting with a bartender, which ugh. I'm like, no one wants you to flirt with them, but you know that,
but
right?
But he doesn't know that. He's got such a god complex. He's got himself tattooed on his leg. He thinks he's being, like, he's giving you the honor of talking to you. He's so full of himself, he thinks, oh, you're lucky that I'm flirting with you.
Well, he says, because Jovi calls him out, he's like, dude, like, that's too much, crossing a line here. And Smollett says, well, it's not, because I am performing. And I know that Liz hates when I perform, but at least I perform. I don't truly flirt, because that would have been worse. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, first of all. Second of all, you are saying that you're not flirting, but you're performing to flirt.
Yeah.
Which, what does it even mean? Are you saying it's like, if I told you, like, oh, I flirted with this guy, but don't worry, John, I was just performing. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, there's intent. There's also perception. So his intent is to entertain, to be funny, right? His intent is not to try to sleep with his bartender, so he says, I guess. But there's also perception. It's like, what is she, the bartender, how does she perceive this? How does Liz perceive this? So he thinks he's all innocent because he's just performing. But that's only half of the equation. So I think it's kind of BS. I think he's using it as a defense to be able to flirt with whoever he wants to flirt with.
Yeah. Small ad. Well, as well, he's telling the boys that he thinks that Kalani slept somewhere else because he was trying to call her, FaceTime her. She was nowhere to be found, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Small ad, because he knows from Liz that Asuro cheated so many times. So he's just telling him, well, you should start preparing yourself for the possibility of that this is not going to work out.
Yeah.
And this is probably the smartest things he's ever said.
But in the same breath, wasn't he kind of taking Asuelu's side? Because he's like, it makes me sad. Like, I see you've been trying, but Kalani really hasn't. But he knows why Kalani's not trying.
I think besides him being a performer, he's also tries to please people, right?
True.
So he knows. And he's like, well, yeah, I'm still trying, bro. But maybe prepare yourself. Because he knows from Liz that Kalani is probably so over this whole thing. But it's true. Like, you should, we all have a gut. We all have gut feeling, right? Mm-hmm. If things are not going well and you know it, you know what you've done, then yes, like, deep down, like, you know that this is just not going to work out. And so you need to prepare yourself for any possible outcome.
I don't even know if there needs to be preparation. If you're cheating on someone 12 times, you don't love them.
True.
You don't care about them. You don't want to be with them. So he may be parading around like he's in love and like he wants to make it work and I want to be a good husband and father. You cheated 12 times. You can't care about her that much.
True.
I don't think you would care that much if she left you. Otherwise, you wouldn't act that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Smollett's like, well, how can we support you in this tough time, Asuelu? And he's like, let's go to the stripper.
Ooh, okay. So Joby's like, I'm going to call. I'm going to text Jasmine. It's been a while. We went together to Jamaica. It's like, dude, you're really digging yourself deeper and deeper.
Yeah, the whole reason the strip club is actually okay, at least in my mind, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like the whole reason the strip club is innocent is because they're strangers. They're strippers. You have no relationship with them. There's no connection. You don't know their name. You haven't gone on vacation with them.
Yeah.
The minute you like know the strippers and you have a relationship with them, well, now it's no longer a strip club where it's like innocent. It's like you're seeing your friends get naked for you and who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's so wrong. But Ed's like, all right, well, I need to clear something up with you guys. I know we pinky sweared not to tell anyone about the strip club, but I told Liz.
Of course he did.
Exactly what Jovi was worried about. But not going to stop. Not going to stop anyone because they still want to show Asuelu a good time.
Yes.
So Jovi's like, well, maybe we should call Liz. She's probably been drinking. Give her a call. Tell her Asuelu's had a bad day and needs a fun night out and maybe she'll change her mind.
Well, let's call Liz. And let's put some more ad on the speakerphone for everyone. So that was a good idea.
But I don't think this is a surprise to anyone. If you've watched any reality TV for any length of time, you know the phone always goes on speakerphone so we can see what's happening and hear what's happening. So I call a little BS on this whole scene.
Well, but he didn't know where she was. Like sometimes, like if I get a phone call, let's say I'm around people, and you call me, it doesn't happen often because I'm always with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hypothetically, I would step aside. Like I don't need to be blasting our conversations when I'm in a group,
mm-hmm.
if I'm, let's say, I went to my bachelorette party, right? When mm-hmm. I called you, I stepped aside because I wanted to talk to you. I don't need people like,
sure,
John, hi, John. That's like, ugh, I'm too old for that.
That's
so maybe
point.
He expected her to step away, not to just put it on a speakerphone.
That's a good point. So he's like, hey, baby, you drinking? You having a good time? But then Jovi starts to talk over Ed. And it's like, will you give him permission to go to the strip club? Also, don't tell the girls.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing just seemed a little too perfect that he's saying this. They're on speakerphone. She didn't step away. It's like a lot of things had to happen.
Yeah, but also think about it. You're drinking. You have a few drinks and you're like, true. Ah, yeah, let him come with us. Woohoo.
True. True. And so Liz is like, all right, well, since you were such an amazing man and you called me and didn't leave me in the dark, I'm not going to hold it against you. So, sure, go have fun. Thank you for not betraying me. And the ladies were like all very impressed with Small Ed. Like, wow, what a great guy.
Like, yeah. What a moron.
What a moron. So Jovi basically thinks it's okay. Text the stripper and they head out.
Yeah, he shouldn't be texting the stripper.
That's where he goes. That's where he goes. That's where he goes from wrong. But okay. I think we should take a break here.
Yeah, I need a break.
Let's take a break. Let's get ourselves ready. Let's get strip club ready. When we come back, we'll talk about all that and more. All right, we'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. Are you ready to talk about
the strip club?
Well, first let's address the fact that, yes, the ladies are getting a little sauced up. They're having fun. They're talking about how dare Jovi go to a strip club when you have Yara's titty bar right in front of you.
Also, how many churros is Small's penis?
This is too much. So Yara takes a cracker and a churro and is like, how big is Big Ed? And Angela doesn't even want to know the answer. I think she's like, you want to see a big penis?
Four churros.
You want to see a big penis? She's like trying to like hype up the crowd.
Our neighbors
That's
are going to be.
That's not loud enough. I said, do you want to see a big penis?
Oh my gosh. Our neighbors are going to be. Who the fuck lives around
what
us?
What kind of foreplay is this? I think I just realized what I was shouting.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're not seeing my eyes getting out of my head?
I thought you were ready to see a big penis. Your eyes kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh my gosh.
Four
churros.
Four churros.
That's too big. There's no way that's Michael's penis.
It's not. And also Angela needs to go back to like the fourth grade because she's like, 12 inches, baby. I'm like, each churro's got to be like a solid 8 to 9 inches. So that math just doesn't add up. But okay, enough about that talk. Let's go to the strip club.
You know what? I've never had churros.
I have. Pretty good.
I always see it. I'm thrown off by that thing being coated in sugar.
That's the best part.
Because I don't like when things are overly sweet.
It's not overly sweet.
It's not.
It's like a good donut.
Okay.
Donuts aren't overly
sweet.
I
only like one type of donut. I only like old fashioned from Dunkin' Donuts.
Churros are
the only donut I eat.
Churros are closest to old fashioned donuts.
Really?
I could be wrong. We might get some calls, but it's not like a chocolate glazed.
I don't like any of those.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's more natural tasting, a little cinnamon, a little sugar.
Okay.
Nice and doughy.
Maybe I'll get it one day. Where can I get one?
I think you'll like it.
But where can I get one?
I know some places. I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Boys at the strip club. And I really can't believe they have a full film crew in here.
Yeah. It must have been like a small private strip club.
It was not private. I saw other people there and I was like, I hope they made them sign waivers.
Yeah.
You can get some people in trouble this way.
Yeah. I didn't pay attention to anyone else because this was just too entertaining.
Yeah.
But also, the strippers must have signed something.
For
that
sure.
We'll be on TV.
For sure. So they get in and Asuelu.
Do you think they paid them?
Probably.
They must have.
Probably.
If they were like, okay, $1,000. And you can be on TV shaking your booty a little bit. They're like, yes.
It's good promo for that club. They kept showing the name of the club. So Asuelu was mesmerized. And I think just like dancer to dancer, he respects it.
He's so speechless. And Jovi's like, what do you want to drink, guys? Well, Asuelu, drinks. what do you want? And he's just like, this is amazing. I really think he is a perv.
Maybe.
For, yeah, I'm just going to summarize it with legal proof.
He's doing what you're supposed to do at a strip club, which is stare at the strippers.
Yeah, but not like that. Like, that's just creepy.
I mean, he was everyone their first time they go to a strip club. Just like, well, although no, I kind of was a little bashful. I was kind of like giggling to myself and looking away. I went young. First time I went to a strip club, I was pretty young.
Like what, 16, like Joey?
Yeah.
How?
I never told you?
No.
I made fake IDs for me.
Oh, yes, you did tell us.
For me and my friends.
Yes, but to go to a bar.
No, because I only, so my sister was in college and I saw the college IDs that she had and I was like, oh, I could easily fake this. So I took her college ID, I scanned it. There was no birthday on it, but I added one. And then I just uploaded all my friends' photos and we went to Staples and we laminated it. But I was like, we're 16. No one's going to believe we're 21. So I was like, let's make it for 18 and we could buy cigars. We can go to the strip club. And so we made it, went to the strip club, worked, no problem.
You don't
whatsoever.
Have to be 21 to go to the strip club?
No, I think maybe some if you're drinking, but I think it's 18 to party, 21 to drink.
Oh, interesting.
So we got right in. No one, I think maybe the bouncer's like, nobody drove you guys? Like, how'd you get here? Because no one had a license. We all just had these college IDs. but they don't care. It's harmless fun. So,
all right.
Yeah, I was a little young and I think I was a little giggly, but
I can see that. Asiel is just full on. Oh my gosh.
He's like, how do you climb up there? He was very impressed.
Very impressed. So Joey tells us, yes, the first time he went to a strip club, he was 16 and he's been going ever since. And all of a sudden, there is small Ed on the stage stripping. I'm like, please do not.
Like the little leprechaun that he is.
Please don't do that because no one wants to see. The strippers are like throwing money at small Ed.
To get off.
It's like the opposite day.
Yeah. And then this next dancer takes the stage and Joey's like, all right, we got to call Michael. Angela wants him more involved in these group outings. So like, we got to give Michael a call, which I'm pretty sure is bad etiquette in a strip club to like FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because you,
they're filming already. So
they're filming already, but I'm just saying for anyone listening, it's pretty bad form to FaceTime at a strip club. It's like, you got to pay to see. If you want to see what's going on in here, you got to pay. You can't just give that away for free.
True. That's a good point. But yeah, Michael, the second he realizes what's going on, he hangs
up. No. It's
like and I feel bad for Michael because he's trying his best and he's still going to get burned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And right then a stripper comes up and just motorboats Ed.
Well, he slapped her butt before too.
And that's also, I think, poor form at a strip club.
Yeah, Jovi's like, yeah, look, don't touch, right? Especially if you're married, especially or you're about to get married.
You're not
like,
in the champagne room. You're just out on the public floor.
Small Ed is just, just going all and touching everything he can.
And it's like, yes, everyone just praised you, Small Ed. Everyone, for some reason, thought you were the gentleman among gentlemen in this group.
There better be a tell-all for this freaking thing because I would love to see some throwbacks of these women seeing what's going on.
Can I say I don't think there is?
No?
I looked on the calendar. I looked on the TLC schedule, and I'm pretty sure it ends the 31st, maybe, and it's not. I think it ends with the recommitment ceremony.
It's sad.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. So then they call Michael.
Again.
And he answers.
And then he hangs up immediately.
But then he hangs up immediately.
And then Smollett is like, yeah, he hung up again. Well, Angela might kill him. Or actually, she might kill us. Yeah. And I hope she does because, not to kill them, but I hope she won't give Michael shit once she realizes what was actually going on. Because out of everyone, freaking Michael didn't even get to see anything.
I know. Poor guy. For 2 weeks on an iPad.
Poor guy.
But then you have Jovi trying to chat up this dancer. Like, do you know Jasmine? I went to Jamaica with her.
Oh my gosh.
Know she'll be back? It's like,
stop flexing. This is not a good flex.
I don't know if that's a good. Yeah, the stripper's like, yeah, she's cool. Kind of, but no, I don't know, like, her schedule.
Yeah, but Joey tells Small Eyes, like, dude, you slapped the stripper, you did this motorboat, whatever you call it, you broke the code, like, you broke the rules, like, you look, but you don't touch, like, don't do that, you promised Liz that you're not gonna touch, and you did.
Yes, Speaking of looking, not touching, they got Asuelu up on the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
He all of a sudden cares about cheating. He's like, is this cheating? Do you think this is cheating? It's like, dude, you fucked 12 women. That's cheating. Being on stage at a strip club, that's called a bachelor party.
Yeah. Well, he gets a lap dance from two girls. Jovi's saying this is the best thing ever. And Asuelu feels like it. He's like so happy. He's like, I feel like in heaven or hell since I'm a Christian. This is amazing.
See, you did say at the top of the show he's an addict. He deserves this, whatever, right? I do think Jovi ruined him. I do think he's probably going to be addicted to strip clubs now.
I think he lives in Vegas, and I think all he's going to do is he's just going to keep going to strip clubs.
There goes all the child support payments.
Yep.
There goes rent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with those top notch.
I think he just he loves banging.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
No.
Okay, so then we get to the ladies at the hot tub, and they're channeling their inner stripper. And Angela's like, we're going to bond tonight. We're going to show each other our titties.
Yeah, so she starts. Everyone loves her nips.
Just another reason why we don't go into public hot tubs.
Yeah, so Liz follows her, showing her boobs. Then Kalani, everyone loves Kalani's boobs. Mm-hmm. Yara's like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, everyone's like, Yara, please. Can we please see your boobs? She's like, no.
No. And I'm glad she, because Yara can carry herself. She can have fun enough, but she can also draw the line.
Yeah.
I think Liz is a follower. She has no opinion on her own.
Oh, absolutely
she
not.
She does whatever she other people do.
She wants to be the cool girl.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, I think Yara may actually be like, you know what? I'm a mom. I want to be a respectful mom. And yeah, I thought she played it like I would play
it. I don't even think
it.
She played it. I think that's just her.
Sure, sure. And then again, reason number 900 why I don't go into public hot tubs. Angela's like, where's that bubble thing? I want that bubble to motorboat my cooter. It's like, excuse me, lady? Grandma?
I feel like hongos or someone should code Angela on their shirts or pillows. I mean, they can have like a dirty section.
I need I want the bubble thing to motorboat my cooter t-shirt.
You know how many people are there who would actually buy it?
Yeah, you're right.
Unfortunately.
So, okay, right then, Michael FaceTimes Angela to fill her in on what's happening.
Yeah, and he's like telling her what happened, that they're at the strip club, they called him, and he's like, but baby, I hung up immediately.
You saw the girls? You saw the girls, Michael? No.
Such a good Angela.
No, I hung up. I hung up, Mima. I hung up.
And she's like, oh, good, Michael, good, Michael. You know what's up, baby. But then, and then Michael's like, but then they called me again. And I picked up and I hung up.
Oh, hell no, Michael.
And she got pissed that he picked up again, knowing where they are. And Michael says, well, they just wanted to apologize. And I'm like, don't be mad at him. If you seriously saw what happened, he was on the call for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, to that point, Liz is like, ask for a screenshot. Ask for a screenshot for how long it lasted. Okay. This is someone who clearly has been cheated on.
Oh, my gosh.
9 million times. Yep. And like knows all the tips and tricks. Uh-huh. Just for that to be top of, it would take me 3.5 hours to be like, oh, see how long he was on the call for. She was just like immediately, oh, check out his call log, see how long he was there. I was like,
and Michael's
right,
like, I don't know. I don't have it. I think he does. Maybe he doesn't know how to take screenshots. Who knows?
Yeah. Also, who really cares? Michael, poor Michael is sitting in a different continent. If he gets a FaceTime, he could easily go onto a porn website. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, Angela does.
Like, it's not cheating if he was there, let alone it's not cheating if he's being FaceTimed from there.
Yeah, well, Angela gets pissed, and I hope they will sort it out, because out of everyone, Michael literally did nothing. Angela did more than Michael. She showed her boobs. Like, come on.
Good point.
So then we see the guys leaving the strip club because Jovi saw Asuelu having way too much fun, and he goes, like, I've been to so many strip clubs that I know when it's crossing the line and then it's time to go. So he like jumps on the stage and grabs Asuelu. He's like, that's it, ladies. Thank you, ladies.
Party's
we're
over.
Out. So they're in the cab. Ed is wasted.
This is your classic ride home from the bar.
Like, yes.
One person's passed out. Another one's like eating. Another one's like talking nonsense about like vodka and water.
I drink vodka too, but not with water.
I get it. I get the logic behind it.
Well, I do, but like, I got around. I came around the taste of vodka. I drink dirty martinis, right? It still has something. That tastes like vodka, but it has the olive brine, which I love, right?
Yeah.
Just vodka and water. Just it's ew. Just I get it, the calories, sure, but ew.
Well, also, vodka does have calories in it. It's not calorie.
Barely.
Oh.
Vodka is like the healthiest alcohol to drink.
I guarantee you tequila is almost identical. No.
Let's, I think vodka, we're going to look it
up. I'm going to look up vodka.
I'm going to look up tequila.
But look up tequila blanco, although I don't know if it's really any different. Look up calories.
I'm just going to look up tequila calories.
Calories in vodka. All right.
98 in one shot.
Okay, calories in vodka shot. 97.
Here we go.
So it's one calorie less.
Still.
But yeah. What did you rather sip on a tequila?
Oh,
than?
I fucking love tequila. Give me tequila. Do we have tequila?
Exactly.
Now when you're talking about it?
Exactly. So it's basically the same. I get it. You want to water it down a little, throw in a couple ice cubes, but I don't know. Vodka and water. Not for me.
Not for me either.
Okay. Next morning, everyone is banged up.
Banged up.
Everyone is feeling it. Jovi's trying hair of the dog, but like, he almost threw up.
I think I was like, are you kidding me? You're drinking the first thing that you wake up. He's like, I thought it was a juice. Dude, it had a
bullshit.
Little umbrella. Like,
bullshit.
That was not a juice.
No, of course, that's a classic move. Hair of the dog. He was going for it.
But head of a dog is beer. Head of a dog is...
No, it's just drinking.
Yeah.
It's.
You know what we say in Czech? That you need to drink what fucked you up. So let's say you were drinking beer, you're good. And then you start drinking vodka. That fucked you up. You wake up, you drink vodka. What's going to happen? You're going to puke, but you will feel better because it somehow cancels each other.
I tried hair of the dog once in New York. I've told the story after the Halloween party. I had two sips of beer. I immediately threw up.
It was
up.
The Halloween party that you used the pick to get me on Tinder.
So I catfished you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tried hair of the dog once. I was like, nah, not
a
chance.
I like drinking beer when I'm hungover because it does something to you. It like makes you drunk again a little bit and the day is more bearable.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get the drunk again, but to like drink enough that you're like, you kind of like level it up. I like doing it, but sometimes you're like, Teresa, it's 10 a.m. You should not be drinking.
Yeah, mixing a Bloody Mary, maybe.
Oh, Bloody Mary is, oh my gosh. Bloody Mary is your best friend. And I love Bloody Mary. I love a good Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Okay. So Jovi's just struggling and Yara's like, so what'd you do last night? And Jovi says, I just went out with the guys. Nothing wild. And Yara's like, I know you went to the strip club. Just tell me you went to the strip club. Liz told me. You told her. We all know. Just be honest.
Yeah.
And Jovi's like, well, sure, I didn't tell Liz not to tell you, even though he did. But yes, we're just trying to show Asuelu a good time. And Yara's like, I don't understand your obsession with strippers.
Yeah, and it's true. Like, he goes way too often, or he makes himself sound like he does.
Yeah.
Because I get Yara. She's like, you have a beautiful wife. Like, why do you need to go look at stripper? Like, what's the deal?
Two different things. Two completely different things. It has nothing to do with your wife, your relationship, how good or bad your wife looks. It's an experience.
Okay, you are never going to a strip club because you're going there for some girl next door. You're not going there for someone who looks not ridiculous, but who looks very different that you would never go for. That's the idea of a strip club.
Yes and no, and we don't need to belabor this argument again, but the reason I go to a strip club...
No, you don't, but sure.
The last reason on the list of reasons why I would go to a strip club is to look at women.
So why would you go then?
It's the adrenaline.
It's dirty. Like,
some are.
Do you carry Lysol wipes or what?
Some are. No, but you go. It's just a place. Guys are there. It's like, you know, almost like a little secret club. You're smoking a cigar. You're hanging out. Yes, there can be women around, and that's exciting. But it's not like, oh, this is going to be my new girlfriend. This is going to be my wife. This is better than my... No, you're just like, yeah, these are adult dancers. You're not there to fall in love.
Meh.
You're there for like, sure, it's something nice to look at, but you're just with your guys, you're drinking, you're having a cigar. It's a place to be. It's something to do.
Meh.
That's how I view it. Sure, I know some people are just like alone wearing sweatpants staring at the strippers. That's not me.
Well, you're not going because of your comment on like a couple podcasts ago. But here's what I'm going to say. if you went like once a year, like, oh, you have a thing, you go with your guy friends on January 2nd, whatever.
Sure.
Right?
Start the new year strong.
Start the new year strong, right? I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's fine. But I think her issue, and I get it, is that he goes all the time. He doesn't tell her. Like, why would you go all the time? Like, if you go once in a while, like once a year, for a reason, sure. It's like I smoke a cigarette once a year. I smoke a cigar,
okay,
right?
Misha.
It's bad. It's, oh, yeah.
I'm like, once a year on New Year's, I have a cigarette, okay?
And I think it's fine if you do it. But if I started smoking often and stopped telling you about it, and all of a sudden you're finding out that I smoke a pack a month, right?
Yeah.
You'll be like, come on.
Well, what it really is, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're lying about it, there's a problem.
True.
Like, there's a deeper problem. If you're having ice cream and you're not telling your partner, you're going out of the way to lie to your partner about, like, you having ice cream, it's like, oh, there's a problem here. Why are you lying about it?
You remember when I didn't tell you about buying the licorice and then Alexa,
yeah,
and Alexa told us?
Oh, there was that.
It was like Alexa. She like.
Do you want to reorder?
Oh, she like lit up and John is like, Alexa, what's the notification? And she's like, would you like to reorder the licorice?
It's like, who ordered licorice? And no, but then there's the other time I went into like your office and I was looking for headphones in that bin and there was like a bag of snacks. And I was like, what is this like hidden bag of snacks? And you're like, sometimes I like to snack. But you're not lying or like hiding it necessarily.
I'm not.
You just did, like, I'm allowed to buy things without asking you.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to buy things without asking me. It's just you didn't tell me that they arrived and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you're not going out of your way to
be
deceitful,
I'm not,
I don't think.
It's always funny when you're like,
what is this?
It's like, I like to snack.
Yeah. So basically, Jovi gets frustrated that Yara's questioning him, gets up, walks out of the room. Walk straight to the bar.
He's like, it's $240 this.
Yeah.
He's getting some dog.
Hair of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That was a good one. Ooh.
That's the episode. That was the strip club. They really featured the strip club. Like,
yeah.
They made us wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they gave us like 25 minutes of strip club.
I think they were trying to figure, like, find a strip club, maybe.
Someone came up with the idea and then, yeah. I know, because it was like, they came up with the idea days ago, it seems like. And then they finally go to one. Well, it's because Jovi kept trying to shout his friend out and she probably never responded.
But also they have the therapy. I feel like maybe they're always saying we have a day off. We have a day off.
True.
So
true. Well, all right. That is the episode. What an episode.
What an episode.
Whew. Whew. Love this show.
Oh my gosh.
Love the show. If you guys want to hear us talk about other shows like 90 Day the Other Way, well, join us on Patreon or Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Having a lot of fun over there.
Oh, yeah.
So come on over. I know we're middle of the season, towards the end of the season. I don't know where we are in the season, but of course, all the episodes are up there, ad-free.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to jump in and go back and listen to them all, you can. If you want to pick up from right here, you can. It's up to you. Patreon and Supercast. Also, follow us on Instagram. At Married to Reality Pod, we have memes over there, news, updates. You message with us, which is fun. So give us a follow at Married to Reality Pod on Instagram. And also make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button, Teresa.
Yes, smash it like it is hot. Here's this freaking season and the previews for our next episode because someone's going to come clean.
Yikes. All right. And last but not least, if you haven't left us a review, please do. We are suckers for love, and we love when you guys do leave us a review. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on the Monday podcast.
Yes.
For everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is that. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
You said a little too much, Teresa.
Well, did I?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I?
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.